Two students from Lorenz Marathon representing the school today with the Spotlight program, as social studies teacher Emily Stover had some of the seniors have a little mock presidential election over the last couple of weeks. It did conclude last week, and I have a couple of the winners here, Miley Todd and Victory Wilson. Miley, I'll start with you now. Tell me what your platform was and maybe some of the campaigning that you had to do over the couple of weeks that you had this.
Well, we started out doing some research over environmental education, foreign defense, mm-hmm. and so those types of issues. And we made four different platforms for those. For campaigning, we would go out and talk to the voters, which were the teachers and the students, and we would share our platforms with them. Answer any questions that they had about our candidate. We made posters to hang up on the walls.
And what was your candidate's name? I'm just curious.
Our candidate's name was Joe Mum.
So did you guys win by a landslide victory?
No, actually. There were two other candidates, and one of them, it was very, very close. It was a really close race. They were actually beating us by a few votes for a while there. But at the end of the day, by the time all the votes were in, we beat them by a slim margin.
So then how was the election rally afterwards? Did you guys get, like, the rest of the day off school, or how'd you celebrate?
No, nothing like that. By the end of Friday, we came back, and we celebrated a little bit. Emily Stover, our teacher, she said she was going to bring treats for us, and she has yet to do that, but she said she was going to do that for us to celebrate.
Well, the pressure's on. Miley Todd, congrats. Let me talk to your teammate now, Victory Wilson, if you would, all right?
Okay.
All part of our Lorenz Marathon School Spotlight this morning. Victory, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I need you to mention now, it wasn't just you and Miley. You also had two other teammates on your campaigning trail trying to get your candidate to win. Who were the other two?
The other two are Destiny Ehlers and Brandon Lettweiler.
And is this something that Ms. Stover does every year, or was this a first?
It's done every year. Even with past social studies teachers, okay. They do the campaign every year.
Okay, and then you beat two other groups, which were all seniors, am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It was kind of incredible to us, because we're a group of four, and the other two groups had nine people.
Oh, really?
Wow. We have a smaller class.
The underdogs, then.
Mm-hmm.
So was this a lot of fun, Victory? What was it like? You know, it was over 2 weeks. You had the campaign. You had to try and persuade people to vote for you. What was the experience like?
It was a lot of fun. The competition was really exciting, and competing with other people and arguing back and forth about platforms and who's going to win.
Well, very good. I should make you give us a prediction on who will win the presidential election in another year from now, but I won't put that pressure on you. But Victory Wilson, congrats on your victory last week, and thanks for sharing some information with us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. Victory Wilson, Miley Todd, representing Lorenz Marathon, our Spotlight program, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com, brought to you today by Wells Ag Supply of Fonda.